Quick chizik number 3. Erev Shabbos HaGadol. Just less than 2 hours before Shabbos Kodesh, I had to share with you this small little thought. Powerful one that we learned from Shabbos HaGadol. We all know that Shabbos HaGadol is meant to commemorate the tremendous mitzvah gedola that Klal Yisrael performed in Mitzrayim right before they were about to leave. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Klal Yisrael to take Mishchu Lachem Tzon, take for yourself a tzon, take for yourself a shepsela, and to save it for the Karban Pesach, which will you'll shecht on Erev Pesach, on Yud Daled. And what's fascinating about this year is that, as opposed to every other year, where many times Yud Nisan doesn't fall out on the Shabbos before Pesach, but we still perform it on Shabbos as a Zecher Ledavar, because that's what it was in Shabbos in Yotzei Mitzrayim. This year, Tavshin Pei, eerily fascinating that Yud Nisan actually falls out on Shabbos. It's mamish the same exact Shabbos HaGadol that they had in Yotzei Mitzrayim, Yud Nisan. But listen to a powerful yisod that we learn out from Yud Nisan, from Shabbos HaGadol. The Pasuk says, right after Moshe Rabbeinu instructs them to take the tzon, the Pasuk says in Yud Beis Chav Ches, Vayelchu v'yasu b'nei Yisrael. Klal Yisrael went and they did exactly what Hashem was mitzaveh Moshe ben Aaron to tell Klal Yisrael to do, to take the Karban Pesach. Frek the Chazal, v'chi miyad asu. Is it really true? Is it really accurate to say, to use the lashon of Asiya? Did Klal Yisrael actually shech the Pesach yet? V'halo lo asu ad yudal chodesh. This was only Yud Nisan. There are 4 more days left until the actual shechitas at Pesach. So why is the Torah actually referring to them as Klal Yisrael actually being oseh the Karban Pesach, as actually fulfilling the Shechitas HaPesach? It's 4 days away. It's only on Erev Pesach when they shechted it. Zogt Chazal and Rabbeinu Yonah adavar pele ad meod. Kevan shekiblu aleihem la'asos. Once Klal Yisrael were mekabel upon themselves to do the Shechitas HaPesach, Male alem hakasuf ki'ilu asu miyad. The Torah testifies that this is as if they actually performed the Shechitas HaPesach right now in this given moment. Because once a person is mekabel upon himself to do a certain action, to do a certain mitzvah, to mekabel upon himself, if that Kabbalah is sincere, then it's as if he did it right now immediately. Zakt Rabbeinu Yonah, Bir Hadavar, Ish Asher Kibel Al Nafshu, Belev Neman, if a person is Mekabel on his Nefesh, Belev Neman, Lishmor V'Lasos Al Pi HaTorah, to be Shomer, to perform all of the Torah's mitzvahs, to be Shomer Torah mitzvahs, every single mitzvah, all of the Taryag mitzvahs, he's Mekabel upon himself, to have good Midos, to be a good Yid, to be an Eved Hashem, if he's Mekabel upon himself, even if that Kabbalah is for 1 second, for 1 minute, it's as if HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats it as if you already performed all of those mitzvos, all of those shmiras mitzvos that you haven't been able to do yet, or get there with your madrigas. It's as if you already did it, because you were mekabel. They say a famous maisa with Emes Liyakov, Yaakov Kamenetsky, who was known to be an ish emes ad meod. He was once staying at someone's house for Pesach, and he was misupak about the kashrus of the home, and he didn't know what to do. He didn't want to hurt the person's feelings. So when the person served him the food, the hostess served him the food, he said, "I'm sorry, but I eat gebrach, so I can't eat this specific dish." But everyone knew that Rav Yaakov Kamenetsky, his minhag was not that way. He was allowed to eat gebrachs. Rav Yaakov explained afterwards that it's based on this yisod. Immediately when the hostess gave him the dish, he had to think fast. So he was mekabel upon himself that he's not going to eat gebrachs for the rest of his life. And since this chazal say that when a person is mekabel belev ne'eman, it's as if he did it, so it's not sheker at all. And that's how he was able to avoid the embarrassing situation. My grandfather, my wife's grandfather, likes to tell me that when he goes on his walks in the morning, he closes his eyes and he tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he's so blessed with the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted him a Malchus Shel Chesed with no people running after him, Chas V'Shalom, trying to kill the Yidden, Chas V'Shalom. But that opportunity of being Moser Nefesh, Al Kiddush Hashem, which many of our families have done in the past, that opportunity we don't have, Baruch Hashem, but still something that is so halig. So he tells me that every single morning during his walk, he's mekabel upon himself. He envisions himself, Chas V'Shalom, in such a matzav. And he says, I'm mekabel upon myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that if I was in that matzav, I would die for you, Hashem. I would die for you. And based on this chazal, it's as if he was Moser Nefesh already. Let us all do what the Gra advises people. After Moda'ani, when you wake up in the morning, say a short statement to yourself. Everyone can say it in their own way, but this is how I say it to myself, and Bli Neder, I try to continue this. I'm mekabel upon myself the ol of Torah, the ol of mitzvos, and the ol of Ratzon Hashem. I just want to do the right thing today, Ribbono Shel Olam. And you'll see that your whole day will project and speak of only good things because you have a specific, singular focus that you plan on doing that day. And when you make that Kabbalah, it's as if it's already done. Everyone should have a wonderful, wonderful Shabbos.